All right, so how many of you are Linux or Mac users? Right? How many of you use command line, bash? Perfect, that's great. So what this session is about, how you can use bash command line to manage your Azure resources, do stuff on Azure using the command line, deploy stuff, manage your virtual machines, storage, accounts, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll talk about that. So, but I see command lines. So command lines are kind of weird. And one of the things I just wanted to see is, what do you think this command line is doing? It's a bash command line, and it is different from its bash. It's not Windows. Of course, a lot of people at build come with command.exe experience. So bash is kind of has its own quirks, and you have to know that, right? So what do you think this is doing? So it's just comparing the two variables, and if they are true, then it runs them. Otherwise, it gives true. Otherwise, it doesn't give you true. But the funny thing with bash is that if you miss the dollar sign or one of the brackets, it ends up with interesting stuff. So just for fun, I've got nothing to do with Azure here. If I do this, so this doesn't return anything because A is less than B. Oh, sorry, I am not showing you that. Hold on. I have to move this to the... Okay. And now I can't see it. So that was the command I was running, but if you mistype one of the brackets or anything like that, so you have to know all of that. So that is, those are the kind of things that we had to do thinking about when we were planning the CLI for Azure, that you have to know how the people in bash work versus command.exe and things like that. So let me go back to the slides. Okay. And so this is a example of a little bit of a complex command using Azure in bash. What it is doing is it stops all Azure VMs, but it only stops the VMs that are specific resource group, and they're running currently, and they're of type Linux. So you can do these kind of complex things, but how do you get started? We'll go through that a little bit. And the same command script, but now using variables. So instead of using everything, it's using variables and using that in the same command. So anyway, all right. So when we talk about Azure management, you have a lot of options. You can manage Azure through the portal, which is, if you like, UI. You can manage it through the SDKs. So we have SDKs with the management APIs, and those are available in multiple languages. So you can write it in .NET, you can do a create VM command in Java, in Python, Ruby, and all of that. And you can also use PowerShell and CLI, the one that we are going to talk about. Why would you want to do one of these? Depends. If you are a UI person, you go to the portal and you do your management and deploy virtual machine and manage them there. You can write code or you can write script. It's up to you. Again, if you like writing script, you can write it in PowerShell or in CLI. Again, you have a choice. Why do we do both? Because people who grow up with Bash, they have muscle memory. Similarly, people who learned PowerShell, they have muscle memory. And there are advantages to both, but there is choice. You can run Bash on Windows also these days, and similarly PowerShell you can run on Mac and Linux. So that is the choice that we have. So it's based on skill set, based on commands. You have to learn one thing, but not both. And then we have CLI 2.0 that we are talking about here is the latest release of the Azure command line interface. This is the one that we are showing. This is the one that we have rewritten to make it integrate well into the Bash. It uses the Bash commands and everything else that you do with Bash. Now, 1.0 is also existing and will continue to support it and have it available. It is the one that you will need if you use the old ASM style services in Azure. The new CLI doesn't support the new old ASM style services. It only supports ARM typed, resource manager type services. So if you're new to Azure, if you have been using Azure for the last year or 2 years, Azure CLI 2.0 is the one that you need. Okay? All right. So what is a modern CLI from our point of view? We think modern CLI is one that is natively written, feels idiomatic, feels native, natural. So if you're a Bash user, it should work well with your Bash tools. It should redirect, it should pipe its output, it should work with grep, it should work with awk, it should work with other tools that you have. Again, it should be intuitive. The commands should have a pattern so that you can learn them easily. You can discover them easily. And plus, it should be extensible and customizable so that third-party modules can be integrated into it. And the last one is, it is no good if it doesn't support all of Azure services. So as Azure services come along, we need to have those commands integrated into the command line. And that way you know that it is always up to date, and everything that you can do through the portal, you can do through the CLI. Okay? All right. So, introducing the Azure CLI. So, when you go to the command line, install the CLI, you type in AZ into your Bash, and you see all the commands that are there. So, as I was saying, this is what I meant. Almost all the services are there. Obviously, not everything is there, but covers every 3 weeks we are releasing more and more commands, and it has a pretty much full coverage of everything that you can manage from virtual machines, storage, Cosmos DB, MySQL, Postgres that were announced today as services. You can do functions, you can do app services, etc. So let's take a little bit of these things into purpose. Before I go there, so what do I mean by this? Again, we'll see the demo. It is native and easy to install. So for Windows, we have an MSI install. For Linux, we have curl. For Mac, we will have brew and apt-get for Linux, and other things are coming. So for each platform, we will have a native installer. Again, it is very idiomatic. You can do piping. You can do output redirection. It works with grep, awk. It is intuitive to use. It uses smart defaults. So in order to create a virtual machine, you can only give it 4 parameters. It creates the virtual machine for you. And it is extensible and consistent. So let's move on and do a demo.
This is going to be fine.
All right. So AZ. This is what I meant. All the commands are here. Make it a little smaller. Okay. Hopefully everyone can see this. All right. Now let's write some commands. So this is going to show me all the subscriptions in my account. So these are all the subscriptions that I have in the account. I'm logged in from the AZ, from the CLI. And I have made this subscription my default subscription. I can change that using AZ account set command. Now this is my default output. I have configured it to display the output in a table format. But I can change that and say, display the output as a tab separated value. So what that does is it takes away the headers and the hyphens. So it's pure text and just tabs. So this way it is very easy to grep it, to pipe it to a awk or any other Linux tool that you want to use and things like that, Mac tool. I can pipe this output. So hold on. Let me clear that. Let's do another command, azvmlist. So this shows me all the virtual machines I have deployed to Azure in that default subscription. So now, okay. So I can change this to send me output in JSON format. So now I have everything, instead of a few columns, it is showing me all the properties for all the virtual machines that I had in my list. And instead of sending it to the command line, I can also send it to, file on my machine. So I can just pipe the output to a machine. So it now has created a file called temp.txt, and I can list that file and see what's in there. And you see that's the output in the file. It's the same thing. All right. I can also do things like azvm show. And if I don't know what parameters it takes, I can run a help on that. And it shows me all the required parameters and everything that else that I need to do. So in order to see the parameters or the properties of a virtual machine, I just need to give it the resource group name and the name of that virtual machine. So let's try to do that. All right, instead of H, I have to give a resource group name, but now I don't remember the resource group name. So I can do double tab, and what it does is it goes back and shows me all the resource groups that I have in that subscription. So now I can select one of those, let's say my resource group, and I don't have to enter the whole thing, just say tab, and it finishes it for me. I can do name, my new demo VM. And there is a parameter called show details, I think. So if I tab it, it shows me, and I can get that out in that format. So it is showing me this VM is virtual machine is running, it's on location West US2, and that is its public IP that I can access it from. All right? So now, let's say I don't know all the command names. So we have a command called azfind. And let's say I want to just see all commands that have a word plan in it. So it shows me all the commands. So I can create az app service plan list. I can create a app service plan. I can list a plan. So everything, all the commands that I have with the word plan in it, I can search for them. So things like that. So it makes it easy to discover, easy to learn these commands, things like that. Okay. Let me go back and see my slides. Another one I want to discuss is the query capabilities. So AZVM list in JSON format, but now I want to use a different Linux tool. It's called JPTerm. Well, it is an open source tool, and it works with any JSON file. So if you can give it a JSON file, it shows, displays the JSON on the left side. On the right side, I can actually do a query to find the properties based out of that. So the way I work on that is, so now I want, so I haven't selected anything. I've selected everything, actually. So it is showing everything out in the output. But now I can do things like, I just want to see the name column. So it is showing me the name property out of that JSON file. Plus, I want to see the OS type. So I know the OS type is a hidden embedded property. So it starts in a property called storage profile dot OS disk dot OS type. So that is, now I am only selecting the two properties out of that JSON using that query called Jim. It's called Jim's Path Queries. Now, same query syntax also works in the AWS CLI. So you don't, if you already know that, you can continue to use that. So this is, makes it easy to learn Azure CLI. And I can run this not only in this tool, but I can also run it directly in the query. So in the command line. So if I go here, I go and I can type the same thing. So the same command returning in a table format here right now. Not only that, I can also give other things here, like if I only want to see the first or the second result of it. So if I say two, it should return me the third name. Only one out of that. Or I can enter query parameters here, contains, name, and things like that. So if you look James Path Query, you can use it here. All right, so another example that I want to use, show you, is we have an interactive mode for the CLI. And I can go into that by typing interactive. What it does is it actually creates a shell of its own. So it, as I was saying, the CLI is pretty customizable, and you can run it using this, it's in its own shell. So it should come up soon. And in the interactive mode, it actually gives you a lot of help with the command names, with the parameter values, and it shows you a lot of help. So now let's say it's already has AZ. If I start to say VM, so it shows me all the commands under the VM in that mode. And I can say create. Let's say I go to create command. And then it shows me it takes a name or a custom data and things like that. So I can do, so not only that, it is giving me examples here. Some of the examples that you can use to create a virtual machine. So if I like one of those examples, I don't have to type anything. All I can do is ::1. So what it is going to do is it is going to run this example, create with the name, resource group, and the image. So when I do that and hit enter, it is actually going to prompt me. So give me a name for this virtual machine. So let's say It is demo VM 100. So next it asks, give me a resource group that you want to create it in. And I can say, and it already knows all the resource groups that I have. So I can select one of the existing one or I can create a new one. So things like that. So you get the idea that this is a very interactive mode. So I'm going to get out of that command. Another one, if I can set the scope. So because right now it is at the top level scope. So I can do virtual machines, I can do storage, I can do app services, function apps, and things like that. But instead, I only want to work with Cosmos DB, let's say. So I can do, before I go there, actually, there is key trees. I can show you the keys in this mode. So these are all the keys that you have available when you're running in the interactive mode. And that's your cheat sheet. And over here, if I do %% and Cosmos DB, then I am in the Cosmos DB scope. I don't have to type Cosmos DB anymore. AZ, I don't have to type. I don't have to type Cosmos DB. All I can do is the next set of subcommands within that group Cosmos DB. So I say create. And then I can see the next set of parameters that are there. And the same thing. So I'm going to get out of that. Oh, I got out of interactive mode. That's fine. So those are some of the features that we have in the Azure CLI. Not only that, the other interesting thing is that Azure CLI works in the portal. Okay, let's go back here. Sorry. So we have documentation with the conceptual stuff, reference, and samples. These are all live, and you can use these. How much time do I have? All right. So you can see the install. You can see the getting started article, which walks you through all the different functions that you can try with the Azure CLI. And you have reference documentation plus sample scripts. And we will be adding to these. What I wanted to show you here was okay, hold on. If I go to portal, so when I'm in the portal, I can actually run my command line in the portal itself, in the browser. So this icon over here opens up a window within my browser, and that actually starts the command shell, and you have the command line inside the browser. So you don't have to install it, or if you don't have the machine where you've installed the CLI, then you can run it directly there. So I can go back here. Sorry? Same version of the CLI, yes. Yes. And so I can do AZ VM list. So it's the format is not in table. By default, it is showing me a JSON file, but it's the same thing. So I can do everything that I can do. But it is only a 30-minute session. Whatever you do here gets saved in your storage account so that when next time you come in, all your variables are there, etc. But if you're running automation scripts and you want to do it from your client, then you want to install AZ, the CLI, on your client machine. So that is the goal. Now let me go back and see. You can. The scripts can also run. They will be stored in your Azure CLI, but you'll have to persist them. Yeah, you'll have to it will get stored in your storage account on Azure. Okay, so we talked about this. We did the demo. We talked about, is he interactive? Is he find? It's not a lot of time here, so let's finish it. As I said, ASM mode is not supported in Azure CLI 2.0. If you're using that mode, you have to use Azure CLI 1.0, which is available and supported. And that's it. I think we're out of time. So I would love you to try it out, give us some feedback, and tell us if we are doing a good job learning Bash and command line for Mac and Linux. Thank you.